This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian military leaders are vowing to hold on to Bakhmut as Russian forces encroach on the devastated eastern city. The Kremlin has sought to capture it for 6 months at the cost of thousands of lives. Less than a week ago, an advisor to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the Ukrainian defenders might retreat from Bakhmut or fall back to nearby positions. But Zelensky's office said Monday that he chaired a meeting in which the country's top military brass spoke in favor of continuing the defense and strengthening Ukrainian positions. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in Jordan at the start of a three-country Mideast visit, seeking to reassure key allies of America's commitment to the region despite Washington's recent focus on Russia and China. VOA's Diane Roberts has more.
At a news conference, Secretary Austin said a wider Russia-Iran alliance is a worry.
We also expect that Russia will provide technology back to Iran in return for some of the help that they've gotten. And of course, if you're a country in this region, you'd be very concerned about that, and they are. All the countries are very concerned about that.
Secretary Austin also said it's particularly troubling. Iran has gotten more proficient with drones in the course of the Ukraine conflict. Diane Roberts, VOA News, Washington.
The FBI and Mexican officials say four U.S. citizens were kidnapped by gunmen after crossing into Mexico. Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador said Monday the four were going to buy medicine and were caught in a crossfire between two armed groups. The FBI says the vehicle came under fire shortly after it entered Mexico. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hundreds of Nigerians Monday protested the official results of the recent presidential election after the National Electoral Commission declared ruling party candidate Bolo Tinubu the winner of last month's polls. Timothy Obuzu reports from Abuja.
Hundreds of supporters of the opposition People's Democratic Party chanted as they marched to the national headquarters of the Independent National Electoral Commission, or INEC. Heavily armed police prevented the protesters from invading the INEC premises. The presidential and parliamentary elections were characterized by staff delays and system failures. INEC said delays were caused by logistics issues and security threats in some areas. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
35 people were detained on Sunday in the U.S. eastern city of Atlanta after violence at a police training site. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Protesters dressed in black threw flaming bottles, big rocks, bricks, and fireworks at officers Sunday at the under-construction site, say police. No officers were injured. Dozens of people were detained. Those who oppose the Atlanta Public Safety Training Center call it Cop City and say the site will be used to practice urban warfare. Those who call themselves forest defenders say building the training center would involve cutting down so many trees it would be environmentally damaging. Atlanta's police chief says what the protesters did Sunday isn't about a training center, it's about anarchy. I'm Rita Foley.
Gary Rossington, the last surviving original member of American rock band Lynyrd Skynyrd, has died at the age of 71, according to the band. No cause of death was given. AP correspondent Margie Zarletta reports.
Gary Rossington's slide guitar on Freebird helped make it the best-known Lynyrd Skynyrd song ever. The song That Smell was inspired by his 1976 car accident. Sweet home, Rossington also co-wrote Sweet Home Alabama, Give Me Back My Bullets, and What's Your Name? What's your name? Rossington said in a 1993 AP interview he rarely listened to Skynyrd music because he'd recall the personal things.
Well, it's happy memories and sad memories, but it's good. It's hard to listen to it alone. If I'm with somebody or we're together, we'll listen.
I'm Archie Zarletta.
French officials say the reconstruction of the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris is going fast enough to allow its reopening to visitors and faithful at the end of 2024. That's less than 6 years after a fire ravaged its roof. An exhibit near the monument pays tributes to the hundreds of artisans working on it. I'm Joe Ramsey.